You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
$50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, and energy stocks are big losers on Wall Street. Meanwhile, the euro hit a 9-year low against the dollar amid renewed concerns that Greece would drop out of the eurozone. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Homeland Security Department is ending Ebola-related airport screening procedures for travelers from Mali. Starting Tuesday, travelers from Mali won't be subject to monitoring for possible symptoms of Ebola upon arrival, and they will no longer be required to enter the U.S. through one of five designated airports. Be sure to stop by our website, usaheadlinenews.com. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is the USA Radio Network.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
A television network has received an award of excellence for its family-friendly programming. USA's Russ Jones explains.
The UPTV network has been honored again by the Parents Television Council with a seal of approval for its program, Bringing Up Bates. Melissa Henson of the Parents Television Council.
If we give a program seal of approval, it means that you can rely on the fact that there is not going to be a lot of sex violence or profanity on the program, that it is something that you can watch with your kids in the room, and you don't have to worry about being embarrassed or caught off guard by inappropriate content.
Bringing Up Bates is the story of Gil and Kelly Joe that includes their 19 children, ages 2 through 25. Henson says it's not always that way when a TV program is described as being about families.
You expect that if it's about a family, it's going to be something you can watch with your family. That's generally not the case, but fortunately it is the case with Bringing Up Bates.
Henson believes the best way for viewers to express their concerns or their complaints about TV content is to let advertisers know their thoughts. I'm Russ Jones.
Christmas trees can be enjoyed long after they are discarded by a family. They're a great source of vitamin C for goats. A Maine farm is extending an invitation to residents who don't know what to do with their discarded trees. Hillary Knight, the barnyard manager at Smiling Hill Farm in Westbrook, Maine, says the farm's goats are more than happy to eat the trees. It's a win-win. Humans can recycle their trees and goats get the treat. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, everyone, and we are in the studio here today, and I am Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot in Hunterdon, and today I have two guests in the studio with me. I have Dr. Sam Wakim with me from Zufall Health Center and Allison Lacko, who's the Diabetes Resource Coordinator. Right now, I have their mics off so they can get accustomed to being in the studio, and I'll be putting their mics live in just a moment. So just so you know what we have in store for everyone today, we're going to be talking about community health, some of the amazing services that the Zufall Health Center offers here in Hunterdon, but they also offer services in many other counties in New Jersey. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how a federally qualified healthcare center really embraces the community in providing a lot of services for uninsured individuals and also veterans and migrant farmers. So we're going to be talking about all of that today. And also, if we have a lot of time to go over our notes here, we're definitely going to talk about the medical community and some of the services that Zufall Health Center offers to providers, both physicians for educational resources and community resources to help people who have been diagnosed with diabetes. So we have a lot in store for us today, and we're going to get started, but first we're going to go to a commercial break.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, everyone, and we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon. Today is January 5th, and I am joined in the studio by Dr. Sam Joachim and Allison Lacko, both from Zufall Health Center. And I am going to give you the weather forecast, and this is the first time that Sam has been in the studio with me. So just so you know, we like to avoid the S word, but we actually have to say it now. So there is a slight chance of snow tonight after 4 a.m. with some increasing clouds. The unfortunately, chance precipitation is about 20%. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, January 6th, we're looking at snow. Again, the S word, I do apologize. Mainly before 3 p.m., we have a high near 27. The chance of precipitation is 80%. But the good news is that the new snow accumulation is only about an inch of snow. So Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. No more of the S word on Tuesday after we get rid of the inch of snow that accumulates throughout the day. And Wednesday looks a little better, partly sunny with a high near 26. And Wednesday night is a very cold night with a low of about 7 degrees. So that is our weather forecast, and I do apologize for the S word, but it had to be done. So now I'm going to make the mics live for my guests in the studio so everyone can now hear you on our show today, which is Hot in Hunterdon. So, Sam, we have worked together in the past in my world of federally qualified healthcare centers. So I know you agreed to come on this show. I guess I should give you a little bit of background. This is an internet radio show, and it's broadcast 24 hours a day. It's care of the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. They're the only chamber that hosts a 24-hour internet radio, and several of their shows have won awards. Hunterdon County Chamber is great for businesses and for nonprofits. You know me from my work at Norwest Cap, and your organization is a premier nonprofit organization that does so much in the community. And so I, you know, want to welcome you, and I want to welcome Allison, who is Allison Lacko, who's the Diabetes Resource Coordinator for Zufall Health Center.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having, you know, for having us on your show. And again, like you mentioned, we have a little bit of a history together, and
we do.
You know, thank you for all your good work that you have done through the nonprofit sector. And you know, it's a pleasure to be on here with you to talk about Zufall Health Center a little bit. Just to give you a little bit of background, Zufall Health Center is a community health center. We're the medical and dental home for underserved patients throughout northwest New Jersey. We're a fully licensed FQHC, which is a federally qualified health center. We have high quality, affordable, compassionate medical and dental services that we provide. We welcome all patients of all ages, from newborn to seniors, regardless of income and insurance status. And we offer a broad range of primary care services, supporting services, counseling, and a healing environment of care. We have several sites, including Highlands Health Van, which is an eco-friendly mobile dental medical unit, which we'll talk about a little bit more later, hopefully. And we're recognized as a patient-centered medical home by the National Center for Quality Assurance due to our commitment to quality care. So basically, being a federally qualified health center, what that means is that we're a community health center. We're governed by the community, patients. 51% of our governing board has to be patients of the health center, at least 51% or more. So we're basically governed by the patients that we serve. We try to meet the needs of the community. What's unique about Zufo Health Center is that we are very focused on quality. We take delivering quality care very very seriously at the center. And one thing is, that I wanted to mention also is being a federally qualified health center does not mean that we're funded fully by the federal government. That's a little bit of a misconception that's out there. We apply for federal funding for grants, and a small portion of our revenue is from these grants. So meeting certain quality standards, having a certain structure and for the governance and for services that we provide is what allows us to be a federally qualified health center and to get some of that funding, but that's not our entire the entirety of our funding. We do get revenue from patient copays and additional grants that we apply for as well.
So, Dr. Joaquim, one of the things about being a federally qualified healthcare center is that you are able to serve such a broad range of people, and because your patients are on your board, that does help you to be able to create services that are unique to each community. Isn't that true?
Exactly. Yes. I mean, that's the nice thing about federally qualified health center and community health centers, because you're tuned into the community's needs. What are the major issues in the community, whether it's dental disease or diabetes or obesity, you kind of tailor the care to the needs of the community.
I know one thing we wanted to talk about, and we've talked about on this show before, is that there's such a need for services for veterans. And I know that you have a special program. I'm not sure if Allison wants to talk about that or you want to talk about that and mention about the Veterans Outreach Program that you have in the community.
Mm-hmm. Our Veterans Outreach Program is to offer dental services to veterans. They get health insurance as veterans, but dental services are often not covered. To be honest, for dental services, Dr. Joaquim can probably speak to that better than I can.
Yeah, basically, that, like Allison mentioned, is that veterans oftentimes do get medical coverage through the VA, but they, unless they're fully disabled, they don't qualify for any dental care. So a number of years back, we had an event, special event with Delta Dental targeting the veterans together at our Dover site, and we had a number of veterans that came in, and we realized that there was a great need for dental services among the veterans. So that's kind of how we started building the Veterans Outreach Program and targeting the veterans to make sure we address their dental needs. It's part of your overall health. If you have an infection in your mouth and it's brewing and it's not being addressed, it could affect other things in your body as well. So we started taking the Highlands Health Van to the Morris County. We parked it right in the county building outside of the VA, and a lot of the veterans that were going in for medical care would stop by on the way out and register to be seen on the van, where we provided exams. We still go there on a regular basis to provide exams and checkups and preventive services, and then we refer them to our site for the major work, because the Highlands Health Van is actually a medical van. It's not equipped for dental, so we take portable dental equipment onto the van to be able to provide these services to the veterans. We are, however, going to be getting some grant funding from Delta Dental again to get a dental van that will be able to better serve the needs of the veterans and other vulnerable populations, because we could do dental care on site at remote locations throughout our service area and better serve our veterans.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that information and for the information about the veterans. The Federally Qualified Healthcare Center sets a, a whole new standard, really, for healthcare. And just for our listeners, sometimes they think of a healthcare center or they think of a clinic. They don't understand how truly unique the services are, how you're made to feel so important as part of your healthcare, and how it's such a great way to receive services, regardless if you have insurance or you don't have insurance, if you can pay or if it's a sliding fee scale, because, again, of the qualifications as a healthcare center, you have so many different standards that you have to be accountable for, so many different inspections, and it's really such a high quality of care. We're going to go to a commercial break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about dental services, how they're part of our health, and how you are able to provide those services in other places besides the typical and traditional healthcare center. So we're going to go to commercial, and then we'll come right back.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the 100in County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
100in Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle, and we're back in the studio here on January 5th on Hot in 100in, and I have two great guests with me today. I have Allison Lacko, the Diabetes Resource Coordinator with Zufall Health Center, and I have Dr. Sam Joachim, the Dental Director with Zufall Health Center, and they're on my program today to talk about our hot topic, which is community health and how there are so many services in the community through the Zufall Health Center and how they really embrace the community. But maybe, Sam, it would be great if we could tell our listeners a little bit about how Zufall got started and their roots and background before they became an FQHC.
Sure. That's how Zufall Health Center got its name. Basically, about 25 years ago, Dr. Zufall, after he retired from being a full-time urologist, he and his wife would go down to South America and volunteer to provide services to the underserved there. And then they realized that there was a lot of need right in their own backyard in Dover. And so they kind of rented a room one day a week to see underserved patients and provide them with care. And they did that as a volunteer service. And a lot of their friends got wind of it. Some of the retired doctors joined the efforts, and the Zufel Health Center kind of grew from there. So Dr. Zufel is actually still around. He's the secretary of our board.
Nice.
And we have a lot of the volunteers. Some of them have been there, since the beginning, that are still there. And it's very nice to see some of those volunteers there. We have actually also a volunteer in dental. Dr. Rappaport volunteers in the dental department as well. So it's we have a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of the spirit of volunteerism is still alive at the center. So that kind of quality of people that want to serve and want to make a difference and want to provide good quality care to the underserved and give back, that's kind of the quality of people that we have at the center, and we're very happy and proud of the history of the center.
That is a great background. And so for our listeners who might just be tuning in now, talking about Zufel Health Center and how 51% of their board is made up of patients and users of the service. And as a nonprofit organization, you're able to apply for some grants, but it certainly does not pay for the balance of care and the quality care that you give to the community. And you talked about being in Northwest New Jersey and in Hunterdon County as well. And here, when we think about the health center, you have obviously medical services, you have dental services, and you have a whole community outreach to both citizens and to physicians. So I know that because of our history working together in community health, I know how strongly and passionate you feel about dental services. So can you tell our listeners who may have infants or children how and when they should start the care, dental care for their children?
Sure. The current Academy of Pediatric Recommendation is to get the child to the dentist by age one. So we want to try to get the children in to see the dentist, get an evaluation, have a discussion with the parents, talk about the risk factors. One of the biggest things that we're doing right now is providing care based on risk. So we like to do that with parents when they come in, review the risks with the child, find out if they are going to sleep with the bottle, discuss that with the parents, have them avoid doing that, frequent sugar intake, frequent snacking. And even for adults, we like to, review the risks, if you're taking medication that dries your mouth, that's going to put you at higher risk for dental decay. Smoking, that also dries your mouth and puts you at higher risk for dental decay and periodontal disease. So we're trying to tailor our care to the patient's needs as well. So that's why doing a risk evaluation and communicating that with the patient is an important thing for us. We want to go over the risk factors, help work with the patient to help them reduce those risks and do more protective things, like maybe using fluoride on a regular basis, going to the dentist by age one for children, going to the dentist regularly for preventive care, because that's a lot more affordable. It's less costly, less taxing on the patient. It's better to get preventive care than to end up with a big cavity and maybe even end up having to lose a tooth, which becomes more traumatic.
We always say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that is certainly true in dental services as well. And I know you've been very generous in visiting our Head Start Center, which is located in Flemington or the Ringgoes area. And I think that's one of the unique services that you provide, where you often bring medical and dental services to the community.
Yes. I mean, one of the things that we realize is that especially, people who are working, and it's difficult to take time off sometimes to get the children in for preventive services, especially with the Head Start population. So we like to bring the van on site, and we get the children onto the van where we could do the exams and the cleanings and put fluoride on. So it's It's very easy. The children receive it much better because there's some triangulation going on there. It's, they're with their friends. They all kind of come on the van together, and they're less frightened. It's less scary. And it works out well for the parents as well, because then they don't have to take time, you know, a day off to go take the child and take him to the dentist. And for us, it's very good, because when we're focusing on prevention, it allows us to come in and be on time with the preventive services and see the children, and then detect things early on before they fester and you know, get into a bigger situation there. So, but with oral health, I mean, in general, we're also moving it towards making sure the family understands that it's a dental caries is a disease process. It's not just a cavity; it's a whole disease process, and the way the process forms is by bacteria basically combining with the sugar, you know, the bacteria in the plaque combining with the sugar to form acid, which then causes the cavity in the tooth. So we want, you know, patients to understand that and, you know, work on eliminating the bacteria by brushing and flossing, you know, reducing frequency of sugar intake, which is going to allow the bacteria to produce more acid and demineralize the tooth and cause cavities. So we try to teach the decay equation to school children as well, so that they know how to prevent cavities. And we also have a CE course that goes over fluoride and different preventive measures that we offer through the health center to dentists and hygienists. And it's also actually approved for pediatricians, so that they could learn about oral health as well, how to write the correct dosages for fluoride prescriptions and things like that. So might have some information on that later on for you as well.
Okay, great. And I don't want to tease our audience too much here. So if they want to learn a little bit more about how to access services for themselves or for their children, either for medical or dental, they can visit your website at www.zufalhealth.org. That's www.zufalhealth.org. Or they could probably call your main number, which is 973-328-3344. And they could learn a little bit more information about veterans, about the diabetes program that we're going to still talk about today, or about accessing services for the dental population. And I wanted to touch upon one thing with community health, and that is that you really partner not just with the patients and with providers, but you partner with the medical community and you partner with other nonprofit organizations. And I know that you have some great resources. I know you have a workshop coming up on April 24th mm-hmm. For providers.
Right.
Gives them an opportunity to learn a little bit more. You're bringing knowledge to the medical community, and you're also providing services, not just a one-day visit at a Head Start site, but you also have some other services that are actually on site for some other nonprofit organizations. And that certainly can be seen when we talk about diabetes. So, Allison, do you want to tell people a little bit about the risk factors for diabetes and some of the programs and services that you offer?
Sure. This year, Zufall, thanks to funding from the Department of Health, is coordinating a diabetes resource coordination program here in Hunterdon County, because diabetes is a large and growing concern throughout the country, and Hunterdon County is included in that. The CDC estimates that 1 in 3 people have prediabetes, which is a condition that indicates a person has elevated blood sugar and increases their risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management at Hunterdon Medical scaled those numbers to the population of Hunterdon County, estimating that 48,000 people here have prediabetes and 13,000 people have type 2 diabetes. So with diabetes, because it's something that most people that most people can find if they go for an annual physical, about 3 out of 4 people who have it know they have it. Whether they seek education and care to be able to self-management is a different question, but most people who have type 2 diabetes are aware. But only about 1 in 10, 1 in 11 people who have prediabetes know it. So there's a very large number of people who have prediabetes who don't know that they have it and are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So diabetes is challenging on two fronts. It's challenging in the initial diagnosis, which is why it's so important to keep up with your regular physical, with your doctor, with your primary care physician. And for those people in Hunterdon County who don't have access to medical insurance, the Zufall Highlands Health Van goes to the Hunterdon Muse every Thursday. So we're always looking for new patients and patients to return to us and keep coming to check up with us every year to make sure that they're in good health, because same for diabetes, for dental care, prevention is the best. Is the best medicine.
Great. So can you tell people how they could access the service?
The medical van?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Hunterdon Muse is north of Main Street.
A lot of people may not know what that is. That's a housing
right.
project, right? Or a housing...
Yeah, it's a public housing facility, a public housing complex. Going up Main Street, it's... I don't remember the name of the road, but you make a left when you get to, as soon as you get head off of Main Street, instead of heading back towards Route 31, you make a left. But the van is there on Thursdays from 11 to 4. And we're always looking for new places in the county to partner with to locate the van so that our services are accessible to as many people as possible. And our medical staff speaks both English and Spanish, is bilingual.
Excellent.
And for any updates on the schedule of where the van is, because sometimes it does change, our website, our social media, Facebook, Twitter, will always have that information up to date.
Okay, before we go to the news, though, I do have a question from a listener. They're wondering if the pre-diabetes is a prospect for future diabetes. Is it an indicator of any sort?
It's an indicator that you have increased risk for diabetes. It doesn't necessarily mean you will develop type 2 diabetes. Most people with prediabetes, it depends on your sort of set of unique circumstances. If you also have other compounding factors like a family history for diabetes or another condition, but usually with a reduction in your body mass index, BMI, and healthy and improving your eating habits and exercise, type 2 diabetes can be avoided, but about a third of the people who have prediabetes will go on to have type 2 diabetes if they don't manage their health.
Great. Thank you, Allison. Now, hope our listeners will stay with us here at Hot in Hunterdon. It's January 5th, and we're going to go to our news, but we'll be back after the news and weather. We're going to talk more with Dr. Joaquim and with Allison about Zufall Health Center and community health and how you can access services.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Prospective jurors for the trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Zohar Tsarnaev have been filling out lengthy questionnaires today that will be used to eliminate people with potential conflicts. The first group of 200 jury prospects entered the courtroom today. Health officials say the flu is rampant in most of the country and could peak soon. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu is widespread in 43 states and flu activity is intense in most of them. A CDC expert says those trends are expected to continue. Jerry Brown has made history by becoming the first California governor to be sworn in for a fourth term. The inauguration of the 76-year-old Democrat was held today in the assembly chamber of the state capitol. Until now, Brown and Republican Earl Warren were the only California governors to serve three terms. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at diabetic99.com. Watch for free at diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
Jury selection has begun for the first trial in a 35-year-old missing child case. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports from New York.
About 100 prospective jurors filled out lengthy questionnaires for Pedro Hernandez's murder trial. In 2012, Hernandez confessed to murder in one of the most famous child disappearances of all, the 1979 vanishing of Eitan Peitz in New York. Hernandez, who's now 53, says he strangled the boy in the Manhattan store where he worked. The confession is the only evidence in the case that altered the country's attitude toward missing children. The date the 6-year-old disappeared, May 25th, is now National Missing Children Day. The defense says Hernandez confessed falsely and doesn't have the mental capacity to have known what he was doing. Warren Levinson, New York.
Amid increasing evidence that the world will be oversupplied with oil this year, oil prices have taken another plunge, this time dipping below $50 a barrel today for the first time in more than 5 years. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Some may say that Facebook has gone to the dogs. That's a good thing for a 16-year-old cancer patient in Arizona. USA's Ron Taylor has the story.
An Arizona teenager who's battling cancer is getting a boost from a viral pet therapy movement. 16-year-old Anthony Lyons says having therapy dogs visit his room at Phoenix Children's Hospital is a thrill.
It really helps, the pet therapy. Like I can be in here having a really bad day, and then one of the dogs will show up, and it'll be the highlight of the day.
A family friend started a Facebook page to have people post pictures of their dogs in an effort to cheer up Anthony on days when he doesn't get a visit from the pets. The page has nearly 300,000 posts from people all over the world showing their support. Anthony was diagnosed with a type of leukemia last summer and is set to undergo chemotherapy over the next 3 months. Anthony Lyons says he loves going through all the photos of dogs.
When I'm in the hospital bed all day, my mom, she goes through all the pictures. She sees them all. She'll show me them all. It doesn't matter, but the special ones are the funniest ones.
Wishing Anthony Lyons all the best. I'm Ron Taylor.
Israeli traffic this weekend was really for the birds. In a town near Tel Aviv, an escaped emu ran through traffic Sunday on a main road between cars and in the rain. Local authorities say the bird escaped from a private farm. A passerby says the experience made him feel like he was in a cartoon. He was expecting the meep meep from the cartoon Roadrunner. The 27-year-old told the Associated Press, "I said to myself, in a second, a coyote will appear from behind." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. And we're back at Hot and Hotterdon today on January 5th. And we're looking at weather tonight with some increasing clouds and a low around 15. And unfortunately, Tuesday, we're looking at snow before 4 p.m., although there may be a whole lot of people who really enjoy snow. So if that's the case, you can look for new snow accumulation Tuesday of 1 to 2 inches possible. Very cold Tuesday night with a low around 17. Wednesday, we're looking at a slight chance of just some snow showers. Partly sunny, high near 26, but very blustery. So the chance of precipitation for Wednesday is only about 20%. But the wind does pick up Wednesday night, going to be between 11 and 18 miles an hour, but gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. So I guess if you have the umbrella, on Wednesday evening, you should hold it with both hands because the blustery wind may take you away. So here today, we're talking with Dr. Sam Joachim and with Allison Lacko, the Diabetes Resource Coordinator, both who are with Zufall Health Center, which is a community health center that provides a very high level of care. We've been talking about the services that they provide both in the community and at other nonprofit organizations. And just to make sure that you have their information, the Zufall Health Center in Flemington, we're obviously here in Hunterdon, so I'll give that information first, is located at 361 Route 31, Building C in Flemington. And the phone number for Zufall Health Center is 908-968-4440. They have a location in Morristown, which is 4 Atno Avenue. And the phone number for the Morristown location is 973-267-0002. Or their office in Dover, we were talking earlier about the history and how it started and where it started. And it started in the Dover office. And the phone number in Dover, the location now is at 17 South Warren Street. And they can be reached at 973-328-3344. Always, though, you could check their website at www.zufallhealth.org for information. We were talking about the health van that is in Hunterdon County at the Hunterdon Muse every Thursday. Just to let people know where the Hunterdon Muse is, it's a public housing and it's located at 65 Main Street in Flemington. So the van is there from 11 to 4. You should definitely call first. It is for new and recurring patients, but you should definitely call and check a little bit of information before you head over there. And the Veterans Outreach Program, you can call the Highlands Health Van directly at 908-968-0898 for some information there. And because we did start out talking about dental care, and we are going to get back to that, the dental number in Dover is 973-328-3344. So I just want to make sure that our listeners all have the information and hope that they go to www.zufallhealth.org to get a little more information or to ask any questions whatsoever.
And I just wanted to add another special population we reach out to is farm workers. And while we're giving out contact information, the rural population representative we have who works with us, Xavier, his contact information is 908-268-1106 is his cell phone number that he can be reached at. He works with all of our farm workers, is fluent in Spanish, and does a great job linking them to primary health care resources.
Great. And I hope you come back again and talk a little bit more about that program, especially because here in Hunterdon County, there is a large migrant farm worker population, and most people, unfortunately, don't see it, and such an important service. And you bring, again, with Zufall Health Center, you bring the service right to the people so that it's easily accessible.
Exactly.
Great. So let's finish talking about diabetes and about how pre-diabetes, I mean, those were some staggering statistics that you provided. And we know we want more people to be able to access information and education about diabetes. And I believe you mentioned that you are actually able to offer some services at other nonprofit organizations.
Right. So Zufall itself is not offering services for diabetes here in Hunterdon County, but what we're doing is partnering with other organizations here in the county to link existing diabetes resources together. So we talked about how diabetes care is challenging on two fronts. The first is diagnosis, and then the second part is education and being able to self-manage the disease on your own. And there's so much great information out there online, but I think sometimes that can be overwhelming, especially since we all have our own unique set of risks based on family history, other conditions that we have, and our own physiology. So the group that Zufall is coordinating involves the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management through Hunterdon Medical Center, because it's really important that patients with diabetes or pre-diabetes receive formal professional education from a certified diabetes educator or a registered nurse to sort through all of that information that's out there and really be able to focus in on what's important for them. And most insurance policies cover any number of hours for that kind of diabetes care. Medicare and Medicaid cover 10 hours after you're initially diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. We're also partnering with community groups for that sort of next level of support of having a support group of your peers to turn to build healthy habits. After you learn about what you have to do, learning is a process, and those support groups are really great because they provide the kind of reinforcement with a group of people who are going through the same thing you're going through to be able to learn how to eat better and exercise and really motivate yourself and stick to a self-management plan. They're equally important for caregivers. Most people know somebody with diabetes in their life. My father has type 2 diabetes, and knowing more about the disease helps me help him at home. So those kind of peer support groups, peer support programs are valuable for patients and also for people, for family members and for friends. Groups that are organized, that are offering those services, Norwest CAP is going to offer some diabetes self-management programs in English this coming year. Hunterdon Prevention Resources and their Family Success Center have been offering the program for a number of years and will continue to offer it this year in Spanish. And I've sat in on some of their classes. They're wonderful. They're evidence-based programs. People have been shown to improve their markers for diabetes and maintaining a healthy weight and being motivated to continue to care for themselves. The Hunterdon YMCA also has an exciting program for diabetes prevention. It's specifically for people with pre-diabetes. It's a program that it's again a peer support group. You work with a lifestyle coach that gives you training on healthy eating habits and exercise, and you also get a membership to the YMCA for a couple of months to start exercising. So that's a great lifestyle program as well.
What a motivator, Allison. That's great. It's great to know that you're working with all of these resources, putting them together. We're going to just take a break now for a commercial or a few commercials, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Zufall Health Center, which you can access at www.zufallhealth.org. And we're going to just wrap up talking about dental services, which we started with. So stay with us.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of AssureShred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped AssureShred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and
bow. These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle, and I'm your host here for the Huntington Chamber Internet Radio, and our show between 4 and 5 on Mondays is Hot in Huntington. We try to talk about hot topics that are going on and try to delve a little bit deeper in some of the issues that surround Huntington County, and we sure have hit on many different services here. We've talked about some specialized medical and dental service for migrant farm workers. We've talked about veterans. We've talked about insured individuals, uninsured individuals, and of course, low-income people through our health care, our Head Start site, and through other community services. So I know we've definitely thrown a lot at our listeners today about all of these exciting and preventative and educational services. So specific to diabetes and the pre-diabetes programs and support groups that are going on throughout Huntington County, if anyone wants to ask some information about that or learn how to access that service, there will be a Facebook page for that information through the Zufall Health Center, but it's not live just yet. But you can call Allison directly at 201-841-1757. And again, Allison Lacko is the Diabetes Resource Coordinator for Zufall Health Center, so who's given us so much good information today. I tried to warn them that an hour in the studio goes twice as fast as an hour in normal time. But I don't know if it did or not for Sam. Did it go quickly for you?
And just to jump in, real quick, my email is A as in Allison, Lacko, my last name. So alacko@zufallhealth.org, and I can also be reached there.
Excellent. And you're still talking to me, Sam, right?
Yes. And I was going to say that, you know, that there's the links between diabetes and oral health are definitely out there. You know, if you are diabetic, then it's harder to control any periodontal disease that you might have, which makes regular care even that much more important. So people who are diabetic should be going to the dentist on a regular basis, especially if they have periodontal disease, then they might need to go to the dentist more frequently to keep that under control. So it's all kind of connected.
It is all connected. And people always think about diabetes and checking for sores on their feet and those kind of things. But the oral health care is also really important. And Sam, I just wanted to touch on something because we started, we were introduced to one another through work with community health centers and through dental work for uninsured people. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I had that experience in my life because it was just really phenomenal to be able to provide dental care for people without insurance. And the one thing that Zufall Health Center does provide is extractions. Right. And that is, for our listeners, that is something that not every dental health center or dental clinic provides. And I know that you do provide exams and x-rays and preventative care and fillings along with crowns and dentures and emergencies. But I want to just touch upon the extraction because it's such a needed service in the community and you're really just filling such a need. And I wanted to highlight that for our listeners.
Right. I mean, we have a number of specialists that work with us as well. Our goal is to, you know, hopefully get to the point where we're preventing cavities and preventing having to do any extractions and saving people's teeth. We are limited. It's good to mention that we are limited in our scope. We don't provide the full range of services that some private practices provide. So we don't do implants or fixed bridges, some of the more expensive work, because a big challenge for our community health centers is kind of stretching the dollars, the few dollars that we have to serve a maximum number of people, like an optimal number of people. So, but the services that we do provide, we make sure we provide quality services. Most of our dentists have 10 plus years of experience. We do have a number of specialists, including children's specialists, gum specialists. Again, gum disease is very relevant to the diabetic patients as well. And we have specialists that will do the more difficult extractions as well, up to a few of the wisdom teeth, not if they are bony impacted. We unfortunately still have to refer some of the wisdom teeth that are, you know, hiding under bone in the back, but we do provide a nice range of services. For the uninsured patients, it would be good to mention that we will need a proof of ID, some kind of identification when they come in to register. Proof of income, which could be a pay stub, letter of employment, or they could kind of sign an attestation at the center. If they don't have any of these things when they come in, they could sign a form attesting to what their income is. And also we need the verification of address. And if they don't have an address, they could also sign a form at the center that says they don't have an official address, which is a challenge, you know, when kind of treating homeless patients, because they may not have an address. That's why we, you know, we're working to do more using the van to get out to homeless shelters and try to make sure that all of the vulnerable populations in our community are getting care.
Well, I appreciate that Zufall Health Centers tries to break down as many barriers as possible so that people can access care. And it was Phyllis Diller that said, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. So for our listeners who have ignored their dental health or their health because it's scary and it can be overwhelming and you don't know where to start, well, just start today. Contact Zufall Health Center if you are concerned about diabetes or pre-diabetes or you want to access services. Give Allison a call at 201-841-1757. A reminder, at the Hunterdon Muse, which is located at 65 Main Street in Flemington, every Thursday from 11 to 4, Zufall Health Center is here in the Hunterdon County community. They are here in the Flemington office, which is on Route 31, and you can call the Flemington office at 908-968-4440. We do ask that people check your website because you do update information, and we know you'll have a new Facebook page soon talking about diabetes and some of the community health at www.zufallhealth.org for the website. And I really appreciate both of you coming to be my guests today to talk about community health, about the importance of dental care, primary and preventive care, and all the great resources that you bring for veterans and migrant farm workers and for residents who are uninsured, who have insurance but don't know how to access service, and especially for the caregivers of people that, you know, can make things more manageable by attending some of these workshops and support groups.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. It's been great.
Great. So one more time, we'll just give the phone number for Zufall Health Center. And which number should we give? The Flemington number?
Yeah, the Flemington is 908.
968-4440.
Yep.
Okay, great. So I hope that people learned a little bit more about healthcare and how to access healthcare services. We're lucky to have a community, a federally qualified healthcare center, which is really concerned about the community and focused on the community. And I hope our listeners will be able to get a little more information from the website. And I hope you'll come back, Sam, and talk, and Allison, and talk about some of the other educational workshops that you do. And especially, Allison, if I can extend an invitation to talk about the farm workers when it gets a little bit warmer, when we see them back in the community.
Absolutely.
That'd be exceptional. Hey, you guys have a great day. We're going to go to a commercial. And again, I'm Georgine Trinkle, and this is I'm the host for Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio for our show, Hot in Hunterdon. And I hope you'll stay with us because we do have Ruth Ann, who will be coming on after me. And it's Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, which starts at 5 o'clock. So stay with us.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Prospective jurors for the trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Zohar Tsarnaev have been filling out lengthy questionnaires today that will be used to eliminate people with potential